Akinalach, as we know, the Rambam was the doctor of the king. The king was called the Sultan. Akinalach, to be the doctor of the king was a special, special thing. You take care of the king, you take care of the queen, you take care of the princes and the princesses, and very important officers, and very important generals, and you get to see all kinds of special things in the palace, and special people, and it's very interesting to be in the palace. And the greatest thing of all is when the king is happy with you. Oy, and the king thanks you, and the king sits you next to him, and he tells everybody, this is my doctor, he helped me, he made me feel better, or my wife feels better, or the general feels better. This is a great covet. This is a great thing. Now the Rambam, Kinalach, did not care about the covet. He did not take care that somebody should make a big deal out of him. What he cared was, he was a shliach from Hashem to make a person better. Of course, it's the koyach from Hashem, and Hashem sends Malach Rafael, the doctor Malach, and he helps the doctor, and through the doctor, Hashem gives the koyach to make a person better. It's a schus. To be a shliach from Hashem is a schus. You did a good thing. You did a mitzvah. You helped somebody. But the other doctors, there were other doctors in the palace also. The Rambam was not the only doctor. There were other doctors in case, let's say, the Rambam could not come one day. Maybe he had an emergency somewhere else. Or maybe he had an emergency with the king and the queen got a boo-boo. Who's going to take care of the queen? Or if the queen didn't feel good and the king, one of the kids. They have to have several doctors to take care of the palace. A lot of people in the palace. So they had other doctors also. These other doctors were jealous of the Rambam. Because the Rambam, time and again, was the best doctor they could see. He gave the medicine that always worked. Sometimes the king would feel not good. He ate too much kugel that night, or he ate too much at his supper time, or he had too much nash, and the king is holding his beichel, hi, my stomach hurts, I had too much nash today. And the king needs some kind of a medicine, and he called the other doctors, and they would give the king things to drink, or pills, or different creams to rub on his stomach. And usually, the king would get upset. He would drink the stuff that they gave him and he wouldn't feel better. He might feel worse. Or he rubbed the cream on his stomach and his stomach starts to burn. Now I have two boo-boos. One inside my stomach and one on top of my stomach. And he gets upset at the doctors. Where's the Rambam? He always helps me. And they would call the Rambam and the Rambam gives him something to drink. The king drinks it. Right away his bichel feels better. The Rambam, he's the best doctor. Thank you, Rambam. Thank you. You're the best doctor. And the other doctors were so jealous, especially one doctor, and his name was Dr. Salami. Dr. Salami, he wanted to be the king's favorite doctor. When he was sleeping at night, when he had a dream in his pajamas, his dream would always be, he is sitting next to the king, and the Rambam is not even there. And the king is saying thank you to Dr. Salami. And the king is making a parade for Dr. Salami in the whole city that everybody should come out and say, this is the king's doctor, the best doctor, Dr. Salami. And the Rambam is either in the dungeon, in the jail, or working in a gas station. And he's not the king's doctor anymore. This is the kind of dream Dr. Salami would have in his pajamas. He wants the Rambam to be away from the palace. And Dr. Salami wants to be the best doctor. But Kindalach, when he woke up, he saw he was still Dr. Salami, and the Rambam was still the Rambam, and the Rambam was still the favorite doctor, and not Dr. Salami. Dr. Salami, he just took care of other things. And Dr. Salami was looking for the day that somehow he could get the Rambam away from the palace and he could be the best doctor. And one day, Kinalach, Dr. Salami thought he found his chance. And now is the story of Dr. Salami and the lizard poison. Are we ready? And this is what happened. One day, Kinalach, the king is reading a book on the throne. The Book of the Kings. A big fat book that kings read, all about kings' things. Kings have special things that they have to know about. And the king is reading about meal time. When a king has a meal, how you set the table, where you put the fork and where you put the knife, and how the king eats, how a king eats special, what kind of food a king should have on his table, what kind of food the king shouldn't have on his table, and exactly what kind of tablecloth should it be, and how fancy it should be, and what kind of wine the king should drink, and what kind of juicy the king should drink. All kinds of things for a king. And then it says over there, before the king eats, he has to have a taster. He has to have a special officer to taste his food. If he has a piece of chicken, the taster has to first take a little piece of chicken. If he has over there rice, the taster has to taste a little bit of rice. Why? In case there is poison. In case somebody is trying to poison the king. Because, as all kings know, and it's written in the big fat book of the kings, that a lot of people would like to be the king. A lot of people would like to take away the throne and sit on it themselves. Instead of the king being there with his crown, they would like to wear the crown themselves and be king. And sometimes these people are schlecht, and they want to get rid of the king. And the way they might do it is by poison. They might put poison in the king's meal, or in the king's juice, or his wine, or his cereal, or his nash. And the king will eat it, and chas v'shalom, the king would die, and now the king would not be there anymore, and now this new person would run over, and he would say, I'm the new king! And he would take the throne, and take the crown, and sit on the throne, and be the new king. And so, if a king wants to make sure that nobody poisons him, he tastes everything first. Of course, he has a guard in the kitchen, and he has a guard looking at the cooks, and he has guards to see what kind of food comes in, and that nobody should over there make any trouble in the kitchen with his food. But in case somebody would sneak poison into the king's food along the line somewhere, one of the servants, or somebody's sneaky over there in the hallway when nobody's looking, the last step of the game, the taster is right there next to the king, and he tastes everything before the king eats the food to make sure there's no poison over there. And then the king eats his food. But the book says there's some kind of poisons that are so sneaky and they're so tricky, you can't see them in the food. You can't smell them in the food. Maybe somehow it's going to get past the taster. Maybe they put it maybe inside the chicken, inside the flegel and not on top of the flegel, and the taster wouldn't taste it. So the king better have his own special bottle of the strongest poison in the world. If the king has a bottle of the strongest poison in the world, then the king will make sure that he will never get killed from poison. How is that? And the book says like this. In case the poison gets past the guards, and the poison gets past the taster, and the poison will be eaten by the king, and he feels he has poison, all the king has to do is take this bottle of the strongest poison in the world and drink it. Oi, but it's strong poison. Wait a minute, how can the king be saved by drinking poison? So it says in the book, since he had first another kind of poison, if he has later a stronger poison, this stronger poison will put out the other poison, and the other poison will mix together with the stronger poison and put it out, and both poisons will become just like water, like nothing. Because each poison will put out the other poison. In other words, if the king, chas v'shalom, drinks the strongest poison by itself, of course he'll die. But if he drinks first a regular poison, and afterwards he drinks a stronger poison, especially the strongest poison in the world, so one poison will put out the other one, the strong poison will put out the other one, and the other one will put out the strong poison, and he will be saved from the poison. That's the way the king can protect himself, that never poison will go into him. But it doesn't say one thing. The king says, it doesn't say in my book what is the strongest poison in the world. It only says, if you have the strongest poison in the world and you drink that, you could save yourself. But it does not say what the strongest poison in the world is. And the king starts screaming and yelling, I must have the strongest poison in the world. I have to get it. Now who's going to know what is the strongest poison in the world? My doctors, of course. My doctors will know that. Doctors! Doctors! Is there a doctor in the palace? And Kindalach, that day the Rambam was there and Dr. Salami was there. And they both come running to the king when they hear the king screaming when he needs a doctor. And the Rambam comes and Dr. Salami comes and the doctor is over there and the king is on his throne. And the king says, my doctors, I must know a very important thing. You must tell me, since you're doctors and you know all about these things, what is the strongest poison in the world? I must have it to save my life. Kinalath, the Rambam right away says, king, the strongest poison is snake poison. If the king wants to have the strongest poison, he must have a bottle of snake poison. Now, Kinalach, right away, Dr. Salami speaks up. And Dr. Salami saw this as a chance to get the Rambam in big trouble. Dr. Salami has a plan over here. He doesn't tell anybody about it, but right away he speaks up and he says, king, that is not right what the Rambam says. The Rambam is telling the king a thing that is not true. The strongest poison in the world is lizard poison, not snake poison. It's lizard poison. You know what's a lizard?
Yeah.
A lizard is a kind of an animal. Kind of like a snake, but he has feet. Also one of those kind of snaky animals that crawls on the ground. And the Rambam says to Dr. Salami, Dr. Salami, you should know better. Snake poison is the strongest. There is no poison stronger than snake poison. And Dr. Salami turns to the king and he says, king, maybe the Rambam doesn't want you to have the strongest poison. Maybe the Rambam has some kind of a plan against you, king, and he doesn't want you to have the strongest poison. And he knows if you don't have the strongest poison and somebody puts stronger poison and you drink the other poison, then you will not save your life. Because only if you drink the strongest poison, that will save your life. Maybe the Rambam doesn't want you to have it. Lizard poison is the strongest, king. Listen to me. And the king looks at the Rambam. And the king looks at Dr. Salami. And he's all mixed up. He doesn't know what he should have. He doesn't know what's right. And so the king says, let's make a contest. And that way we're going to make sure we have the truth. And I want to make sure I have a bottle of the strongest poison. And this is going to be the contest. Now listen very closely. You listening? Okay. Tomorrow morning, the king says, I want the Rambam, I want you to be here, and you're going to bring a bottle of your snake poison. Dr. Salami, you will bring a bottle of your lizard poison. And each one of you says you have the stronger poison. Okay. Then, while you're both standing here, the Rambam will drink some of the lizard poison. And he says the lizard poison is not so strong. He will have to drink Dr. Salami's lizard poison. Afterwards, the Rambam will drink some of his own snake poison. And if the Rambam is right, he will live. Because first he drank the lizard poison that he says is not so strong. Afterwards, the Rambam drinks his own snake poison, which he says is strong, right? And if snake poison is really stronger, it's going to put out the lizard poison and the Rambam will live. Is that right? Then he will win the contest. But Dr. Salami has to do the same with his poisons. Dr. Salami says lizard poison is strongest, right? He will first have to drink some of the Rambam's snake poison. And Dr. Salami says that snake poison is not so strong, so he will drink that first. Afterwards, Dr. Salami will drink his own lizard poison that he says is the strongest in the world, right? And if Dr. Salami is right, then he will live and win the contest because his lizard poison will put out the snake poison. But one thing for sure, the king says, one of you is right and one of you is wrong. One of you will live and one of you will die. Are you prepared for the contest? The Rambam says, King, I am prepared because I know I'm right. And Dr. Salami says, King, I know I'm right and I'm ready for the contest. And now it was time for both doctors to go home and get their poisons ready. The Rambam went home and he went into his room of medicines, and over there were also different kinds of poisons and poison medicines, you know, medicines that a person takes for poison. And over there he had a bottle of the strongest kind of snake poison and he put it into a bottle. And he also had over there lizard poison, but the Rambam knows that snake poison is the strongest poison. And he says, Dr. Salami also has to know that. All doctors know that snake poison is stronger than lizard poison. And the Rambam starts thinking, why is Dr. Salami saying that lizard poison is stronger? It must be he's got a sneaky trick. It must be that he's got some kind of a plan and a trick. And that's why he's saying it. What could he be doing? How could he be ready to drink first my snake poison and afterwards his lizard poison if he knows that lizard poison is not as strong? It'll kill him. And for sure, the Rambam says, Dr. Salami has a sneaky trick. What is it? I don't know. But Kinalak, one thing the Rambam does know is that Hashem helps. If a person is in trouble, a person is in danger, right now the Rambam knows he's in danger. If Dr. Salami is planning a trick, and of course this is a thing of life and Chas V'Shalom, the opposite of life, and tomorrow in front of the king they have to drink these poisons, the Rambam's life is for sure in danger. But who is the one that knows all secrets and all tricks? Who is the one that knows all secrets and all tricks? Hashem. That's right, Hashem. And who is the one that helps in all times and in all places and all things? Who's the one that helps? Hashem helps. And so the Rambam says, at a time like this where I don't know what to do, and I'm in danger, there's only one thing to do, and that's to rely on Hashem, to daven to Hashem, to do everything I can to connect myself with Hashem, and hopefully Hashem will help. Mkinalach, the Rambam said Tehillim, and the Rambam davened with all his kavaneh and all of his heart, and the Rambam gave tzedakah. He made good hachlatos, that means he took upon himself to do more mitzvahs and to do more special things, whatever he could to make himself close to Hashem. And now he hopes that Hashem is going to help. And Kinalach, that night, as the Rambam was sleeping, he had a dream. And in his dream, he sees Dr. Salami. And by the way, tzaddikim, of course we know the Rambam was a great tzaddik. Tzaddikim also have dreams. Everyone has dreams. But sometimes in a dream of a tzaddik, Hashem shows tzaddikim special halakha things. In the Rambam's dream, he sees Dr. Salami. And Dr. Salami is in his house, in his room of medicines, in his room of poisons, and he's laughing. He's laughing. He's getting ready his lizard poison. But instead of lizard poison, he sees Dr. Salami take an empty bottle. He writes on it lizard poison. And he goes over to the sink, or in those days they didn't have a sink, exactly like our sink. He goes over to the thing of water they have in their house. They had water over there. And he takes water and he puts it into the empty bottle. And he puts a few drops of green color in there. It should look like lizard poison. And he mixes it up and he shakes it up. And he puts a little bit of drops of something that smells a little bit funny. But it wasn't anything that was poison. Just a few smelly drops of something. It should smell like lizard poison. And now it's green and a little smelly. But it was only water. This is my lizard poison for tomorrow. It's only fake. It's phony lizard poison. Oh, what a trick I'm going to have. Now, what could he be doing with that? And then he went over to his shelf and he took down a pill. A pill of regular poison. The box said regular poison. Not lizard poison, not snake poison, regular poison. And Dr. Salami's wife comes into the room. What are you doing so late at night over here in the room with all these poisons? What are you doing over here? And Dr. Salami tells his wife, I have a trick tomorrow. Your husband, Dr. Salami, is going to be the greatest doctor in the palace, the greatest doctor in the kingdom. And Dr. Salami's wife says, I thought the Rambam was the greatest doctor in the palace and the greatest doctor in the kingdom. And Dr. Salami screams, don't tell me about the Rambam. Forget about the Rambam. The Rambam pretty soon is no longer going to be in the palace or be in the kingdom. Because Dr. Salami, your husband, is going to be the greatest doctor in the palace and the kingdom and the world. Because I got a good trick. And don't tell me about the Rambam. Forget it. I'm going to be the best doctor. And this is what I'm going to do. Tomorrow is a contest to see who's got the strongest poison. I'm going to go to the palace. I'm going to get there a few minutes early. And before I go into the room of the king, I'm going to swallow this pill of regular poison. Now, it's regular poison, but I'm going to wrap around it some special medicine that makes it work very slow. It's not going to work right away. I'm going to put a bunch of medicine around it, which is very slow medicine, like a shell around it. and I'm going to swallow it. I'm going to go in the room over there, and very slowly the poison is going to start going into me. But don't worry. Then it's going to be time that I have to drink the Rambam's poison, and he's going to drink mine. So what's going to happen? I'm going to drink the Rambam's snake poison. And since I know that that's the strongest poison, I know that, that's going to put out my regular poison. First, I'm going to take my regular poison. Then, I'm going to take the Rambam's snake poison. When I drink the snake poison, it's going to put out my weaker regular poison. Do you understand, boys? Now, later on, the doctor is going to say, okay, you have to drink your lizard poison. But my lizard poison is fake. It's only water. Smelly water. And when I drink the smelly water, it's nothing's going to happen. So what's going to happen? Like this. First, I'm going to take the regular poison. It's going to work slow. Then I'm going to drink the snake poison. It's going to put out the regular poison. Right? Finished. Then I'm going to drink a little smelly water. And I'll be fine. That's what's going to happen to me. But what's going to happen to the Rambam? I'll tell you. The Rambam holds like this. The Rambam holds that snake poison is the strongest. First he has to drink my lizard poison. Right? Now, if it was really poison, and he drank his snake poison, nothing would happen to him. But I've got a trick for him. This is my trick for him. First he's going to drink my smelly water, which is not poison. Afterwards, he's going to drink his strong snake poison. What's going to happen to the Rambam? First, he's going to drink smelly water. Not poison at all. He thinks it's lizard poison, but it's only smelly water. Smelly green water. It does nothing. Afterwards, he takes the strongest poison in the world, which is what? Snake poison. What's going to happen to the Rambam? He will die. That is the trick. Do you understand? Dr. Salami's trick is going to make that Dr. Salami should live and the Rambam should die, and that is the trick. How many boys understand the trick? Should I say it again? Okay, that is the trick. Okay. Kenalach, in the Rambam's dream, he sees Dr. Salami talking to his wife. He hears it. He sees what he's going to do. Hashem shows the Rambam what's going to be. And so, Kinalach, the next morning, the first thing the Rambam did was say, Moide Ani. And the second thing he did was think to Hashem, I thank you, Hashem, that you helped show me what's going to happen and help save my life. And this is what the Rambam did, Kinalach. The Rambam had his own trick. Remember we had this week a story about tricks? Remember? The Rambam now had his own trick. And this is what he did. He went to his snake poison. He put it in one pocket. He put a bottle of snake poison in one pocket. In the other pocket, he took a bottle, he went over to the water, and he put in clear water. Snake poison is clear, doesn't have any color. And all he put over there was water, just plain water. And he didn't have to put any smelly drops. You know why? Snake poison doesn't smell like lizard poison. Lizard poison is smelly green, and snake poison is clear, and you can't smell it. And the Rambam in the other pocket put a bottle of clear water in his pocket. And the next morning, the two doctors came to the palace. Dr. Salami came a little bit early. And when nobody was looking, Dr. Salami went over there in the hallway and he took his pill of regular poison. And it was covered with a whole bunch of special slow medicine that makes it work slow. That it should not go into him very fast, it should work slow. like he painted it with all kinds of stuff around it, special medicine, and inside was the pill, way inside, and he swallowed it. And he drank a bunch of water. And now he knows that he's got this poison inside that's going to work very slow. And Dr. Salami goes into the king. "I'm here, king. And, of course, I brought my special bottle of lizard poison that I want to give to you. You should know it's the strongest poison. You'll have the strongest poison. And in case anything should happen to the king will know that he's got the strongest poison. And, of course, he'll know who gave it to him, Dr. Salami." He thinks that he's going to make Dr. Salami to be the greatest doctor in the kingdom. And the Rambam comes, Kinalach, and the king says to the Rambam, "Do you have your snake poison?" "Yes, I have it ready, king." "Okay, according to the rules of the contest, each doctor has to first drink the other doctor's poison and afterwards his own poison. Are you ready?" "Yes, I'm ready." And Dr. Salami says, "Yes, king, I'm ready." "Okay." Dr. Salami says, "I'll go first. I'm not afraid. I know I'm right." Dr. Salami says, "Let me first drink the Rambam snake poison." Dr. Salami thinks it's going to be real snake poison. And he knows, since it's the strongest poison in the world, Dr. Salami knows that snake poison is the strongest in the world. He thinks that the snake poison will put out his slow poison, right? That he already took when nobody was looking. Do you understand? And the Rambam takes out from his pocket the clear bottle of water. And he gives it to Dr. Salami to drink. Dr. Salami drinks from the bottle of water that he thinks is snake poison. And it's just water. So inside of Dr. Salami, the regular poison is working now more and more. And what did he drink afterwards? Just water. And now Dr. Salami says, "I'll drink my lizard poison." Now, what's the lizard poison? Also water, just with a few green drops and a few smelly drops. So he drank now two drinks of water after taking a pill of regular poison.